No, but I would sign a petition protesting heterosexual marriage. Hello from beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. We're here at Hoyt Sherman's house, and Hoyt's not in, though. I'm not sure where he is.
No.
But we're here in the living room. It's very nice, roomy. There must have been a lot of little Shermans running around, do you think? Yeah, very nice. Nice to be here. Always nice to be in Iowa. Great to be. This is a beautiful place, actually. Yeah. You should come down here. You should check it out. And, well, of course, the marriage thing, obviously, is in the news very much everywhere. And I feel... John and I are taking vows. So that's, and then back in Wisconsin, we're single again. So it's a perfect situation. It's a win-win.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. Exactly right. And these shirts are no accident. We both wore the same shirt. I mean, we're not wearing the same shirt. I mean, but we're similar shirts, each of us, his own. I would just like to say my position is I am in favor of some sex marriage. But the good news is now in Iowa, now a cyclone can marry a Hawkeye. Apparently not. No, maybe not. We haven't come that far yet, you know? First things first, you know, and we'll
get
there.
That's too liberating.
I guess so, yeah. The long lines for same-sex marriage ebb as reality sets in. It's still marriage, folks. Oh, yeah. The good news, of course, in Wisconsin, you're still single, so that's a good thing. Same-sex divorce, now the most rapidly growing legal specialty. But what I want to know is, you have to go to counseling, you know, before you get divorced. Same-sex counseling, which guy gets all the blame? And same thing for the women. I mean, both women can't always be right. These are tough counseling nuts to crack. Des Moines, of course, now the Reno of the Midwest. They have gay-friendly chapels where you can be married by a transgendered Elvis 24/7. And the YMCA has a honeymoon suite. That's different. I can't do it, but I'm working on it. Miss California says she'll tie the knot with Miss Oregon. She's really come around with this whole thing. Iowa Republicans to push constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one Republican and another. Which is fairly liberal in some respects. And I love the new license plates, Iowa. Gay-friendly. With your county on there. Gay-friendly Polk. Gay-friendly Johnson. I thought it was intentional. I had no idea. But it's a little bit like, you know, being Jew-friendly or something. But that's okay. That's all right. If you're Jew-friendly, that's good, too. It's good being a pro-creative class as opposed to being procreative, I think. That's just, they call it the creative class now is the new thing. Yeah. It's really not so bad. You summer in Maine and spring and fall in Iowa. You still need someplace to go in the winter. That's the main thing. A surprising number of Nebraskans are coming in for the ceremony. But those Minnesota bachelor farmers have yet to make the leap of faith that we know. That's going to take a while, I think. In other Iowa news that isn't, China says it will only accept Iowa pork if it's chopped in little pieces and mixed with bean sprouts and water chestnuts. Handshakes at Iowa graduations are on, but if the principal sneezes, evacuate the auditorium, kids. A lot of schools are handing out diplomas followed by handy wipes, so you want to be careful which one you frame. Well, Most Iowans have come out from behind their surgical masks, but are still sneezing into their elbows, but I think that's just traditional. Pardon me, yeah. The ACLU suing on behalf of pigs claiming swine flu is derogatory. They're seeking compensatory slops. Iowa farmers say manure is covered under the Second Amendment. You're right to spread it out thin. The fruit bonus on tavern machines raised to $50 just about covers the smoking fine. So a guy can't smoke, but he can marry a guy who smokes. So that's the way it is. Some concern that the smoking ban is driving Iowa kids to tassels. We thought we'd stomped out tasseling years ago.
Yeah. Iowa,
but it's coming back. That's a stepping stone, tassels.
Gateway.
Gateway, thank you. The VFW post in Ottumwa, prepared to fight for the right to smoke and drink by any means necessary, and these guys are armed out there at the VFW, so I'd say let them. It's a club. It's a club. Methanol, promoted as a new fuel source. Okay. Meanwhile, ethanol is being converted back into corn for market reasons. The wind blowing through the empty Maytag plant to be used for power. Iowa comes out in favor of global warming because it's good for the corn. It's corn friendly, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way global warming is a good thing. Gasoline sales will be expanded at liquor stores. Because they can't do it the other way around, apparently. And $2 billion for the governor's road plan, Iowa or the highway. Drake officials ask all bulldogs borrowed for the beautiful bulldog competition to please be returned at this point. The World Food Prize goes to pork tenderloin. Again, pork chop on a stick gets the silver. Giant gerbil seen in Des Moines skywalks. Iowa State Fair says pigs will race in surgical masks this summer. But how are they going to eat the Oreos? You know, what does the winner get?
The winner.
Yeah. This year, the fair will feature refugee Egyptian pigs as a special feature. Let my piggy go. Exodus, the pig exodus. From Egypt. State workers all take their furloughs at the same time, and nothing much changes. Des Moines Meredith Publications, responding to changing times, will publish Ladies in Ladies Home Journal. Families Circle the Wagons. Better Homosexuals and Gardens. Mujer y Mujer and Successful GLBT Farming. And Parents as Well magazine. And this headline from Iowa Variety, Duck Dumped Chops Seek Chumps. Okay, that's Iowa's Variety. They have headlines like that all the time. And a shout out, by the way, to the Iowa Chops, and especially the baby backs. Man. They rule, those baby backs. Where's my picture? I have it. I think I might have left it in my room. Wow. It's somewhere here. I'll show you later. Baby backs. Wow. Secretary Vilsack puts Michelle's garden in corn and soybeans. He's an Iowa boy, huh? Yeah. Postville plant going casino. Get those Hasidim there running a casino. That should be interesting. Des Moines' God Wants You to Be Rich scheme is actually God Wants Me to Be Rich, they've discovered, so be careful of that one. Gay-friendly Field of Dreams to open in Dyersville. It will be endives, just a clearing in the endives. Waukee gets off Facebook when Oskaloosa makes an untoward suggestion. To reduce costs, Des Moines police will only respond to reservations, so if you need a police call, reserve it. Des Moines' Mixmaster interchange to be reworked as an InSinkErator interchange. Iowa school, we're almost through this. Iowa school children forced to sneak junk food on loading ramps in janitors' closets. And Bob Vanderplatz of Sioux City vows to stop gay marriages even if he has to flip one of the partners himself. That's all the news that isn't in Iowa. Thank you.